not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. We got a big show in front of us, so tune that dial in there at the volume you want to hear it, and just hang back because it's going to be a great show today. I'm excited. Local weather right now, 85 degrees, heat index is 84. Humidity is 40%. The winds are out of the south at 12 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 15. And I know there's a lot of people headed towards Tulsa right now to go watch those dummies play golf. But anyway, that little white golf ball hitting around, you better take a jacket with you if you're going Saturday, because it's supposed to be in the 60s for a high in Oklahoma. So from 98 to 72 here in western Oklahoma, 69 Monday. We got lots of good chances for rain coming up. I'm going to hold this first segment a little short today because Jared ran the news a little long. But anyway, we're going to get it done. Let's go over some of the market right now. Let's go with the futures. Let me update it. Live cattle actually up just a hair today. June is 131.75, August 132.22. October 138.17, December 144.10, feeder cattle 154.50, 165.72 for August, lean hogs June 105.72, July 107.45, and 106.70 for August. Cotton's around 144, still hanging in there. And then CME sugar number 11. For you farmers over there around Delhi, is at 19 cents a pound a day. So you guys need to buy some more because you're not very sweet over there to me on the internet sometimes. So get you some of that. Anyway, I did post on the Facebook, KECO's Facebook page. There's a big old international tractor on there pulling a 48-row planter, and it's got a Ranger behind it. And I thought of Brian Silk when I posted that, and my reasoning behind it is a lot of people like to hang out with Brian, so there's not room in the cab with him in there by himself, so they hooked a Ranger onto the back of the planter, and his buddies can follow him around and drink beer and feel like they're part of it. So anyway, there you go, Brian. There's your Jimmy tip of the week for planting peanuts over there. So anyway, we got a great show ahead, and we got gentlemen in here from Nature's Formula. Did I get that right? I got that right. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. You don't want to miss this. It involves a lot of people around here grow alfalfa, and it's not only just for alfalfa, but the questions have been coming up about alfalfa, so they're here to answer it. And they've got people around here that have tried this Nature's Formula out. It's BioSure Grows, the product that they've been applying, and it's working. And it's been leaving our good bugs alone, for sure. So anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
XIT Auctions will be selling 400 acres of good Kiowa County land Thursday, June the 2nd in Hobart, Oklahoma. The auction will be conducted at the Women's Exhibit Building, selling 400 acres and three tracks. These are located 6 miles north of Lone Wolf, Oklahoma on County Road 2090. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440, or check us out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I farm and ranch for a living. That's all I do. So I've got property and equipment, irrigation systems, my house, my barns, and Mickey has everything now. I decided one day to call him, and I actually was having lunch with a friend, and he had his number, and we actually rang him up at lunch, and he was at my barn at my office that evening. Sat down, I showed him my deck sheets. He took them and was back in touch with me within 2 days or less with everything, and I pulled the trigger. He come back to the office, was signed all the papers and wrote him a check. I've never actually been to his office. I think it's in Mangum, but I couldn't get there right now without looking it up. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Red Angus offers superior marbling. One of the top breeds for marbling, yes.
If a steak has marbling, it means what?
It's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
That's where the flavor comes. That's right. Where the tenderness comes, right?
Yes, good steak. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, I'm getting all these buttons ready for the guests. Don't worry, I'm here. 85 degrees, the humidity is 40%. The winds are still out of the south around 12 with gusts up to 15. And in the studio with me today, I have Nature's Formula. The company's here, but I got the owner's son. What do we want to call you?
I just work with them and...
Yeah,
he sales and stuff.
So. Yep, he sells and stuff, and then I have a farmer from Missouri. Can I call you a farmer?
You betcha.
Fun farmer, and I figured out I did pronounce his last name yesterday correct, and it is Sprinkle, but it's with an E. Anyway, I got Peyton, Bill, Willie, and Wade in here. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. Let's start with you. Tell everybody who you are and a little bit about how you got this started.
Okay, I'm Bill Strange. I founded the company. I work with organisms.
You had to throw that in there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
But yours are micro, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I was telling them a story about the Texas fever tick about 6 months ago that everybody still gives me a little push in the side with a knife every now and then. Anyway, so yeah, he took it and he ran with that one. Thanks, Bill.
But back in the 90s, I did bioremediation for oil spills and stuff, and that's why I got into the microorganism.
Okay.
And I seen the need for the farmer ranchers to have a better way and a cheaper way to do things, and that's Nature's Formula is about.
Okay.
It was formed to help the farmer rancher. We make probiotic for animals, feed and medicines and stuff out of the probiotic microorganism.
Well, Willie, you're the son.
Yes, sir.
And Doc's close to kin to that mic. I'm sorry, I got it turned up all the way too. And what have you learned since your dad's come up with this?
Well, I've been with him. I did the bioremediation with him back in the early 90s. And then when he started developing this, I kind of went my own way. I had a welding business working in pipeline and things like that.
Right.
And since then, I've came back to the program with him, and he's made leaps and bounds from where he was when I kind of went and did the welding thing. To me, I just don't see how anybody could have a farm or a ranch without some sort of nature formula product out there, because the amazing things that we can do with these microorganisms is just, it's beyond what you could really think they would do.
Well, since day one of this show, I've got some sponsors and I got some friends that come on the shows, and micros are so important. And a lot of, you know, up to, especially since we went from conventional to no-till, it's become even more needy. I guess more popular would be the word, but actually things, technology has come a long ways and we're learning a lot.
It's the future of farming.
Right.
The organism is prevalent in the soil. That's what. That's why you got areas that have good crops, because the soils are in good shape. Over the years of misuse, you kill off the organisms and the soils get worse and worse. And we're trying to bring them back to the nature's way of doing it, God's way of doing it.
Yeah, that's a nature's way. It's Mother Nature, but Mother Nature is God.
That's correct.
And then, well, Peyton, you've got some customers in our area, and what have they tried it on, and what have been the results?
Yep, got some people up by Cheyenne, Oklahoma, that have used it for a few years now. One guy up there has used it on his alfalfa. This year used the BioSure Grow with our Plus B additive. The Plus B additive is for insect control. It's just a special microbe we add to the product. Any harmful insect that takes a bite of the plant will die, because they ingest that microbe, and the microbe will kill them from the inside out. So
well, that's very interesting. So let's stop and let's talk about that, because this year I know I've had friends and acquaintances have had sprayed two and three times for alfalfa, for example. The alfalfa weevil was terrible this year, and there's just not enough ladybugs around to control them. We got the ladybugs around to control them, but it got so bad they were starting to damage the alfalfa. I heard this guy here sprayed this didn't work, this guy over here sprayed this and it worked. A week later, bam, here they come back. So this that you guys put in, this B additive in there, how long does that work?
On alfalfa, it'll last you at least two cuttings. It'll last you typically two cuttings.
And the weevils will be gone by then.
Yes, sir.
Typically around here.
We gotta
wait on the next enemy to come.
Which they know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the guy there at Cheyenne, he didn't have to spray any pesticides this year. I went and visited him, and there were just a few aphids still left, but we didn't find any weevils. And he said he knows all of his neighbors had to spray at least once for pesticide that he knew of.
So I wonder, this is maybe crazy, what's it do to blister bugs, I wonder? Get some?
If they eat the
plant. They eat them.
Yes.
Whatever insect ingests the plant, it gets some organism in the bug.
I got you. All right, cool. That makes it loud and clear right there. Now you're wanting to talk. Come on, let's go.
All right. On the Plus B, so we don't grow alfalfa on our farm in Southwest Missouri, but we grow corn and soybeans and wheat and stuff. But on the blister beetle deal, we did have blister beetles come through last year chewing on the bean leaves. And yes, it definitely kills them. Like he said, anything that's gonna chew on the plant. What I would like to point out and add to what they've said is, it doesn't matter if it's above ground or below ground, okay? So cyst nematodes, corn root worms, anything that's gonna chew on the root structure as well, they will die. Above ground on our soybeans last year, we had, we struggled with stink bugs, pod sting, army worms, obviously. There was fellas
Lake
out
of the Ozark Blues.
I'm telling you what, those army worms, they don't name them army worms for nothing, that's for sure.
They were terrible here last year.
And yeah.
Those eighths, the wind that was happening last year, where they were blowing them from one side of the United States to the other, from one end to the other,
yep.
And they were terrible last year.
Yep, they can wreak havoc in a field in a hurry. So we were having the army worms die as fast as they could come in. I mean, you could just pull the canopy back and there'd just be dead army worms, dead stink bugs, you know, grasshoppers, you name it.
And you didn't have to spray.
Didn't have to spray. Yep. It was pretty awesome.
Well, not only is it natural to do what you just doing with what you're talking about, but it also is saving you some money.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the price of the SureGrow, even with the Plus B additive in there, you know, by the time you have an application of insecticide with a sprayer, you know, you're at the same money, right? And then you include all the benefits of what comes with the SureGrow, you know, on the nutritional standpoint, which we haven't even gotten into.
Haven't even got to that point. We're just talking bugs right now. Well, and that's what we'll probably just hit on here before we take a break a little bit. So, corn. You guys grow corn, soybeans, and what else do you say?
Wheat,
yep. And how's you guys' crops this year?
Looking good.
Yeah, you know why I asked? Because I know East I-35, they've been getting rain.
Yeah.
And that includes Missouri.
Yeah, we, you know, the rain kind of set us back early a little bit, but things are going well.
Have you got your corn in now?
Yeah, we got the corn in. We were trying to get a little bit more planted, but I don't know. We're still getting rain today at home, I believe, so it may be game over on corn, you know.
Right.
It's getting late, but...
I keep reading reports, you know. I get a lot of reports to my website here because that's what a lot of my reporting on, but why... How come if you're 4 or 5 days late planting your corn at a certain date, how come the yield goes way down in 5 days or a week if you're late planting it? I mean, I'm not a corn farmer, so.
Yeah, well, there's definitely several answers to that. I would say for us, a big deal, I mean, you get into, you know, growing degree units, you know, you start taking yourself later, you start having a lot cooler nights, you know, so your growing degree units aren't going to quite add up quite as quickly as if you're planting early, for our area anyhow. But what really is a detriment to us is disease pressure. So
I gotcha.
you start, you know, planting late into May, southern rust becomes a lot bigger issue for sure. That's definitely been more prevalent in the last 5 years probably than it used to be.
Why is that? I wonder.
You know, I don't have an answer for that.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in farming that nobody can answer.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling you guys about the pivot down that I got down my granite, and what happened to the soil over 5 years' time, and it took 5 years to catch it.
Yeah.
Didn't know it. I mean, even taking soil samples, it just didn't click. And sometimes. You need to take soil samples. You need to take hay samples. You need to make sure everything's going good. But this is one time I wish I'd have listened to that old timer and let it, you know, register in my head. That water table's at the highest they ever been. Oh, good. That's good. Well, it wasn't good. It was killing off those roots.
That's right.
And but anyway. Well, Peyton, what all... Let's kind of start in on the nutrition part of that, on your fertilizer part of that deal. Let's get started with that. What is it's good for? Everything, anything, any crop, because we're going to get into gardens, because I read that you started this off on gardens, so we're going to get into the garden part.
Yeah, we've had people use it, you know, clear from Texas all the way up to Nebraska, and obviously Oklahoma, Kansas, and we're in Missouri, Arkansas, so all kinds of crops, obviously, growing in all those areas. I use it in my garden. I myself am not a farmer, so I use it on all my garden crops. It works wonders on anything that grows out of the ground.
It'll keep the wife happy for sure on our flowers.
Flowers, yes, definitely.
There we go. I'm waiting on the text line to light up since you brought up flowers. What is it, how does it help with the yield? Does it help with the yield or just keep everything really healthy? Or both?
Where does yield come from?
Health.
Comes from a healthy plant.
See, I knew what I was talking about. Because the two are a good combination to put in the same sentence. So healthy plants make healthy or bigger yields.
Healthy yields, that's right.
So do you got any numbers to compare that you can let out to let people know what happened with any of your crops compared before and after?
Sure, yeah. So I do have yield maps to back it up, and not that we're, you know, we're not, we know where we're at and where we're headed, right? And so we're going to continue to achieve things that we're trying to achieve. But last year, let's go to corn, since we were talking about corn a little bit. Last year, you know, for us, typically, we shoot for 250 bushel corn in our area, and you're going to at least apply one unit of nitrogen per bushel of corn.
Say that number again, how much?
We shoot for 250 bushel corn, irrigated corn. Clarify that. you know, but our county, you know, 150, 160 bushel dryland corn is not out of the norm at all.
Cool.
So, but you go up north into some better soil, then they got even better numbers for sure.
Yeah.
But so, long story short, we initially cut our nitrogen application pre-plant with anhydrous in over half.
Okay.
So we applied about 120 units of N with anhydrous pre-plant and put the gallon of the SureGrow in furrow, which you don't have to go in furrow. You can go over the top at any growth stage early. You know, the quicker the better. I would say like anywhere from second to fourth collar would be, you know, good.
Okay.
If you don't have the in-furrow capability. But what we were able to do with the SureGrow is it's got, you know, the beneficial fungi and bacteria in it that, you know, you can actually fixate the nitrogen out of the atmosphere legitimately. And it's not a product that is going to give you an 8 or 10 bushel bump. Okay, we're talking 120 units in, and we had averages on some of our hybrids that got up to 249 bushels average, and we busted 300 plus like real hard.
Wow.
We got up some, well, he was riding with me in the combine, it'd get up over 350 in places. So our utilization at first is what I thought was, you know, we're making our plant more efficient, but that's not actually, it is doing that, but it's actually that we are creating enzymes in the root zone through, you know, the soil aggregates, they bond with the roots, and they are actually, like we can take dinitrogen out of the atmosphere through photosynthesis. We're pulling that with carbon in from the atmosphere, and then as the plant signals to the microbes that's in the SureGrow, that's now part, you know, symbiotic relationship in the roots, they send out a signaling molecule asking for nitrogen or anything, and they'll give off that dinitrogen as a root exudate. The microbes, the nitrogenase enzyme that is created from the microbes that we're using, they're able to take that and break that down into ammonia and feed that to the plant. And it's on demand. Bill told me last year you were going to have nitrogen on demand. That made no sense to me, and I had to figure it out. How is this happening? You know, because
he said over here with the biggest smile on his face.
I said, how does that happen? Like, that doesn't make sense, because that's nothing that I've ever been taught or told.
Right.
You know, as a farmer, that's just, it's unheard of. It sounded too good to be true. So I had the UAN application on standby, right, all season long. I was ready to go put nitrogen on, but every 7 days I'd go tissue sample, and we'd be in the high 3% with nitrogen in our corn plant. So we were always over the sufficient range into the high range on nitrogen throughout the whole growing season. And there's been years we'll apply over 300 units of N and not grow that kind of a crop, you know. So this really works. It's not a product, and I'm not gonna ding on any other products, but it's not a product that is gonna, you know, oh, here's an 8-bushel bump. No, you can. This product is actually decreasing your input costs. You don't need synthetic nitrogen with the product, and I could stand on that just from what I've seen. And this year, I'm not using nitrogen, and that's going to sound crazy to about all my neighbors, but you believe in the science, you believe in the product, and God designed it this way. This is His design, and it's mind-blowing, but it works. It truly works.
Well, let's stop right there on that thought. That was awesome, by the way. Anyway, stop right there. I got Bill, Willie, Wade, and Peyton. Sounds like the four countrymen. Like that. You got smoke pot?
We should. No, no, sir. We could start a van, though.
We can start anyway. They're from Nature's Formula, and we're here talking about BioSure Grow with alfalfa. And I know we're talking corn here, but there's a lot more corn being grown in this country than I've ever seen, and I've been around here a long time. So when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. If you guys got any questions for these guys, please text in on the KCO Ag text line at 580-225-9697. We are also streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on our KECOFM.com site. And if you miss part of this and you want to go back and watch it, you're more than welcome. And they're streaming live on their site, and I'm sure they'll have a YouTube video out on it pretty soon. So this is a fun day. We're just in here talking, and that's what it's about. It's real. It's real on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 16th. 1,653 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 450, brought 197 at 629, brought 149, 3 at 790, brought 151, 50 at 807, brought 150, 3 at 885, brought 143.50, 5 head of heifers at 362, brought 165, 6 at 606, brought 141.50, 77 at 709, brought 147, 40 at 838, brought 128.50, 10 at 1036, brought 112.50, butcher cows were 16 to 87, butcher bulls brought 75 to 111, pairs brought 1185 to 1685. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Member FDIC. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyard's where we want your business and do appreciate it.
He didn't know nothing about
it. Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag.
And now he's forming
on 96.5 KECO.
Oh, gosh, my whole farm. I thought that was the cue.
We haven't seen.
We're back on. And we got, let me get this going back good. Anyway, we're back on, and where was we at with you?
Talking corn.
Talking corn?
Yeah.
So how'd you get involved in it? How'd this come about?
So, a couple years ago, I was looking for an organic product. I was kind of gonna go do some organic stuff, and came across one of their ads that Peyton had put on Facebook, and I was like, you know, it's a long shot, but I gotta have something, you know. And so he sent me, we went down and picked up a couple totes and brought it back, and it was kind of funny because we were mixing it up to put in furrow with some organic soybeans, and it didn't have a smell. It was unlike any other biological products, right, that you've used. But I made a mistake and mixed sugar with it, which is a food source for microbes. And these microbes are alive and well in a jug, I'll tell you that, because my planter broke down, electrical problems, and it sat in my tank on my planter for a few days.
Did you borrow that from Brian Silk?
No, but I would take a Ranger behind it. That'd be all right. Then if you have somebody that wants to ride with you and they don't smell good, you can just put them in the Ranger, you know.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I about blew the tank up on my planter because those things just went to multiplying like crazy, just going out of the tank. And so anyways, I ended up taking that and the product and spraying it on some beans that were just a total train wreck. And I thought, you know, something has to work. And we had some beans that we had to no-till. And we had to water them up because there was no moisture. We had a chemical failure. The weeds weren't dying, and it was a bad deal. And I didn't think we were going to have a crop at all. And so we ended up. I sprayed it on and just kind of nursed them with the SureGrow. And I didn't know what I was spraying. I knew nothing about the product. I just was hoping and praying it was going to work.
He was waiting for a miracle.
I was waiting for a miracle. And I told these guys, you know, you need to come up. And so they came up, and we got out to the field, and they were looking around, and Bill says, well, where's the problem? And I said, you were standing in it. So at that point, I knew, you know, there's something to this product, and that's when Bill started teaching me about the microbes and what they're accomplishing for us.
Well, good. Well, I got a couple questions that I don't have to ask you guys' permission. It's pretty simple. And you touched on it, even though I didn't turn the mics off during the break. I turned the picture off so they couldn't see us pick our nose or pick our ears or whatever. But anyway, one gentleman wants to know, how would it help with his goobers?
Basically, it provides the nutrients that makes them grow.
Okay.
And it will boost your yield because of that. You're getting your plants healthy so they can do their capability of the plant.
So just this might be a crazy question. I've been known for asking crazy stuff. So they're planting peanuts right now. And when would you apply something like that to a legume? Let's just talk a legume, because peanuts is a legume. When would you probably put this stuff on?
It can be used in the time of planting.
Yep.
Or for foliar feed. It works from the root to foliar. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's what you can do on your farm. If you don't have in-furrow application, you can do it foliar.
Right.
I would, on peanuts, when they got an inch or two tall, I would get over the top and you'd get the best results.
All right. One more question. Jimmy, I can hear you. I know. I looked over there. I seen the red buttons, but I didn't cuss, so everybody's good. Anyway, that's something for me. Will their product help with Plains Blue Stem or Bermuda Grass? Look at that smile. Look at those smiles.
Yes, we've had several people use it on that. Continue using it. So it's like you have.
And what, application on grass, you know, nobody, you know, biggest part of people, they just put nitrogen on like Bermuda and blue stem. There's some guys out there actually, a lot of guys actually do soil samples. And I know a buddy of mine up in Grimes, he's got this formula that he's got with nitrogen, phosphates, and phosphor, and phosphate. You know, anyway, I got that all screwed up, didn't I? And he puts sulfur in there too. And he claims the sulfur helps sweeten the grass when you make it for hay. So it's yet to be proven yet. But he thinks it does. If he thinks it does, he goes. So he puts it on. He's wanting to put it on now to make his hay crop coming in July, first part of August. And does this take this place of fertilizer?
Yeah,
if it's making, if it's making the, well, if it's making its own microbes, and like you said, you about blew your tank up because everything was like acid in there, bubbling, waiting to blow its top in there. But anyway, so what would you recommend those guys do? Is it a case-by-case basis that you want to talk to them about it?
Pretty much everyone, we're going to tell you apply a gallon per acre. To start with that,
okay.
We can look at soil samples and build. We can build micro packs for you with sulfur or copper or whatever else you want in there, specific
right.
for you based off your soil samples. Kind of how BioSureGrow works. It's got we got over 40 different species of microbes, and what a microbe that all, they each have their own separate job. Some are working on the phos, some are working on nitrogen, and several other things. But they will. What they do is they go in and then secrete an enzyme of whatever is out there, like nitrogen or phos, and the enzyme is what is actually fertilizer for the plant.
Okay.
Is your enzymes.
Yep. And then there's, let's see, what else is there here? Anyway, we got, man, you guys got me all pumped up here.
A lot of people this year, we're, you know, they're not very comfortable going just straight with our product, and that's it. You know, Wade, it's taken him 2 years. We're telling him you can cut 50% this first year, no problem of your synthetics. You're not going to see a yield drop at all. You add a gallon of our stuff and cut 50% of your synthetics.
It wasn't that bold.
You're going to be good.
I think it's a start.
Yeah.
Has anybody just went all out and just dropped it?
Oh.
Yep. I got the deer in the headlight. Look over here. He says, yep, I did. Is that when Bill showed up?
No, it took me a little time.
It took you a little time?
Yep. I wanted to understand the science before, you know, I could see results with, I had already decreased my input cost significantly, put all my fertilizer on, you know, with the planter. And besides that application of anhydrous with the corn, but yeah, we our yields were going here, still are, and our input cost is dropping. And then give me 2 years of that, and then this year I was comfortable enough to cut the rest, you know, which was already minimal,
right?
And we were still seeing that huge increases in yield. You know, we broke our. Our farm, you know, my granddad, you know, he's been farming since before the 70s, and our yields on our farms has never been as high as they was last year, and so, you know, we're increasing. That's what I want to get across.
So
you're, to
the
farmers.
Grandpa's proud, right?
He is, yes. So that's what I want to get across to people, though. We're not sacrificing yield, you know, because you get into that argument of, you know, obviously your return on your investment is everything, but. We're not, you know, you go from raising 200 bushel corn to raising 100 bushel corn, and then the argument of the guy, but yeah, but I'm growing 100 bushel corn but making more money. Like, that's good, but we're growing, you know, 70 bushel higher than we had been and still spending less money. So
now you're making money.
Hey, we're making. We're on the right track.
You're on the right track. Because right track. What way more important time to have you guys on here is because of our input costs right now.
It's absolutely horrible.
It's crazy because, I mean, you're seeing stories of diesel being $10 by August.
Yeah.
And, you know, with inflation going up, everybody's labor costs is going to be going up. I mean, just everything's going to be going up. Equipment repairs, new equipment. Sound like you guys grow quite a bit. And, you know, when you go in there and harvest this 200 and 250, 270 bushel corn, you know, you got fuel at $10, but you've already got your input cost back down.
That's right.
And so you can absorb a little bit more if something doesn't stop here soon with our costs.
That's right.
When we come back, I got the Holbert Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. I got some questions on gardens there, and we want to answer some questions on, you got some questions on alfalfa, what it's done to the yield on alfalfa. We need to talk about that.
Sure.
And we got time to do it too. So anyway, I'm gonna turn the mics off this time so you guys can quit texting. But anyway, we'll be right back. We won't be right back. I got Peyton, Bill, Willie, and Wade in here from Nature's Formula, and we're talking about BioSureGrow chemical that you add, or not even a chemical. What do we want to call it?
It's a natural.
It's a natural chemical. Natural.
It's natural.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. This is a big old boy over here
from
across
the earth to the earth.
There we go. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's the Day in Ag.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Holbert Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Holbert Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HolbertFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Wow, wow, the text line lit up during that little... Everybody wanted to know why I didn't leave the mics on. There's no reason. Anyway, let me give you the Holbert Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. 89 degrees currently. Humidity's 38. Southeast winds at 12 miles an hour with gusts up to 18. Today it's just going to be hot and windy as it is right now. 98 degrees. Tomorrow it's going to cool down a little bit, but still be in the 90s. 90 for high. Saturday it's going to be breezy with north winds, 14 to 24, 72 for a high. Get the hoodies back out. Sunday, beautiful day, 72 degrees. Sunday night, Monday, 30% chance of rain Sunday night, 69 for a high Monday, 50% chance of rain. Gary McManus for the Oklahoma Mesonet, he might have hit her on the button. He thinks we've got a really good shot of getting 1 to 3 inches of rain here in the next 7 to 10 days. And also, he also stated that already this year, and it's just now the middle of May, we've already had 20 days of temperatures over 90 degrees. It's crazy. Western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle just got the craziest weather going on. Well, let's start back with you, and let's go with the Input. You had something really interesting to say during the break about input.
Not only do we save people money by the input cost of, you know, conventional fertilizers, but also when you're using SureGrow, you can use 50% less of your normal herbicides.
I got you.
And you can do it all in one pass, which also saves you money on fuel and things like that.
Right. And yeah, because today's herbicide cost, 50%. At least a six-pack of beer extra every day if you drink beer. And, well, great.
Yeah. Tell us. Our cost?
Yeah.
It's been $15 a gallon for the regular SureGrow.
Okay.
Since day one.
Right.
Still is today. Day one was 2013.
Yeah.
And it's still going to stay that for the foreseeable future.
So.
We haven't went up just because we can. We're made here in the, we control everything about the product. We're made here in the USA.
Right.
So it's $15 a gallon. With the plus B, it's an extra three, so $18 a gallon.
There you go, Bob. There's your cost, $15. And how, before we get carried away in another conversation with Wade, let's tell everybody how they can find you guys on your website and get a hold of you.
Yeah, our website would be naturesformulainc.com, and you can find more about us there, about the products, everything we do. Find out how to contact us, get to our YouTube page from there. We got testimonials from people all over using the products and stuff. So go to naturesformulainc.com for more information.
And yeah, I got a question. How can we find even more information? It's lighting up over here. Okay, so we talked about it earlier to answer this question. Will it work on a Bermuda grass yard? Yes, it will work. We talked about Bermuda grass. I'm not just talking about cattle pastures. This will work on yards, too. And we're going to get to gardens here in a minute because that's going to be my cup of tea right now. And then we're going to talk seriously about my corn. We're getting ready to plant here in about a month. But we got one more question. It's, has the Nature's Ways microbe gone through any kind of study or research by a university for production or increased yield?
No.
Okay.
I do not believe in paying somebody to talk about the product. I believe in the real way is on the farm.
You talking about this guy?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and there's more testimonies. I've watched all their YouTube videos on YouTube, if you get on there, and I've watched you guys talking about what you talk about, and it's real interesting. I mean, I watched every one of them. He sent them to me, but I was already in the process. But you get on YouTube, and you can watch about it. You don't need no scientist to tell you this is working.
This is a unique product,
right?
This product, I've harvested these microbes over years, and I produce them in-house. We don't go out and buy microbes. These are natural microbes.
Gotcha. And, well, Wade, back to you. We were talking during the break. Let's start all over.
Talking about the Plus M?
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about at the beginning of the show why we don't plant corn late. You were talking about before the show started that you were going to plant some late corn.
Right.
There is no way in this world I would plant late corn without that Plus M in that SureGrow to keep that. And it has to be, you know, we were talking, it has to go into the plant before disease presence is there. It will, like I used it last year late, fungicided over the top of my corn with it, but it will fight it, but it's there, right? So you put that Plus M with the SureGrow in early in that corn plant's life, it will be in that corn plant, and as disease comes by the air, soil, whatever, it's going to fight it off for you throughout the growing season and keep that plant healthy.
Yeah, and have you guys got any studies or done any experience with fungicides that, you know, you see a lot of a wheat farmers, especially the big wheat farmers that's got big fields of wheat, spray for fungicide, but, you know, you got a lot of rust and all this other stuff. Have you guys done this yet?
last year on our wheat, we didn't fungicide a portion of it, and there was no difference between what got fungicided and what had the Plus M. We have a customer this year in our area that, you know, he's a fungicide guy every year. You know, head scab, rust, everything. Head scab can take you out. And he told Peyton and I both the other day that, you know, my wheat is gorgeous. It is very, very healthy. And he said, I made the call not to fungicide.
He said, worried, but yeah.
Yeah, he usually, you know, I mean, I understand it. You know, last year I was a nervous wreck all season long with 120 units of nitrogen on my corn. You know, I totally understand.
You were just worried about your grandpa.
We've had a lot of conversations. It's fun.
Well, we touched on a little bit in one of the breaks we had. What about increased yield with alfalfa?
Yeah, we've seen about a 30% increase on alfalfa in several areas, in Texas, in Colorado, and
Are you guys the reason why, when I was reading the hay reports yesterday, Texas and Colorado had increased hay reports, not Oklahoma and Kansas? Are you?
I wish I could claim that.
Give us some time.
Yeah.
So, have you got any numbers increase what?
Yeah. Well, relative feed value, we brought them from 120 to 265.
Wow.
And it's the hay, it was thicker, so the yield was higher.
I got you. We got about a minute left. Can we fit in a deal about a garden?
Sure.
Because this is where you started, if I remember reading your bio right. Am I right?
That's right. I used to do the master gardener shows and stuff, and that's until I commercialized the product.
Right.
But in the beginning, it was flowers and gardens.
Anything that you can't put it on in a garden?
Nothing.
Because
it grows out of the soil, it will make the plant healthy. I don't care what it is, weeds included.
Did you bring me any?
No.
Dang. I got to order it.
But I will get you some.
No, I'm going to order some. I'm going to order some.
One disclaimer, if you use it on your lawns, make sure your lawnmower is ready to go.
That's awesome. That sounds like some Jim Bonick stuff right there. That sounds like something. I put it down, but you better change the oil as soon as you get it down. Cool. Gentlemen, I've had Bill Payton, Willie, and Wade. It sounds like a band. I'm sorry. From Nature's Formula on here, and they've got a product called BioSure. Go. Say one more time the website. Real loud and clear.
Nature'sFormulaInc.com.
Guys, thanks for coming. You come from the Grand Canyon just to be on the show.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, great. Anyway, it was a great show. If you got any questions, let me know. And I will answer some of you. I got a lot more questions that's come up in the text line. I'll see if I can get you some answers and let you know tomorrow. So anyway, it's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Drive cool.
This is KECO, Elk City.